Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Tim Cogshelt, Amy Nicholson, and Charles Solomon. First up, the mystery thriller Don't Worry, Darling, directed by Olivia Wilde, who's also in the film. Florence Pugh and Harry Styles star. Amy?
Yeah, this is just an update on The Stepford Wives. Very light update. There's not a lot of modernity in here, but you're in a neighborhood where there's the wives who gossip all day and their husbands who go work at the same place. And obviously something is very, very wrong. You know exactly how this movie is going to go as soon as you sit down to watch it. But Florence Pugh as the lead wife, amazing. And the cinematography, gorgeous. It's very sturdy and competently well done.
Don't Worry, Darling's rated R in wide release. Blonde is a fictionalized Marilyn Monroe starring Ana de Armas, film written and directed by Andrew Dominik based on Joyce Carol Oates' book. Tim?
Highly fictionalized, and it works so much better if you don't think of it as that. If you think of it as Gus Van Sant's Elephant, which is not about Columbine, or His Last Days, which is not about Kurt Cobain, this movie works better that way. Events of Marilyn Monroe's life occur in this film that's not about Marilyn Monroe.
Amy, what'd you think of Blonde?
Yeah, it's almost like an experimental art house film that just uses touchstones that you know and then just makes gorgeous gauzy images around them. Like, I found it kind of limiting in its idea of who Marilyn was. You know, she's just sort of sad all the time and hates her career. Don't really buy that, but I appreciate how ferociously Ana de Armas just leans into this performance and like wills Marilyn out of her.
Blonde is rated NC-17. It's in select theaters, then starts streaming next Wednesday on Netflix. Meet Cute, a comedy starring Pete Davidson and Kaylee Cuoco, directed by Alex Lehman. Amy?
You know, I thought I didn't need another Groundhog Day-inspired romantic comedy, but this one actually does some good twists on the formula. And its basic premise is, what if this couple, you know, Kaylee Cuoco and Pete Davidson, Kaylee keeps going back to win Pete Davidson over at this bar in New York, what if she's maybe not right to be in a relationship no matter how many times she does it right? And from there, it takes some interesting turns. Her character makes this good.
Meet Cute is rated TVMA. It's streaming on Peacock and written by Noga Panuli. And Sydney, a documentary about Sidney Poitier, who died earlier this year. Reginald Hudlin, the director. Tim?
Usually suspicious of movies about people made by movies who love that person. This movie is that, full of people who love Sidney Poitier, but it's not overly worshipful, and it allows his failings to be a part of the film.
Charles, quick thought on it.
Agree with Tim. Interesting, affectionate. Feels a little slow because of too much stock footage. But if you like Sidney Poitier, you'll love the film.
Sidney's rated PG-13. It's streaming on Apple TV Plus and at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Remember, you can hear the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcasts or at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.